All right, guys, let's try this. Can you guys hear me speaking?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's super weird because Asher was literally just talking to us on in our space meeting. So
I thought you guys were trolling me, but I think you're correct. I don't think my microphone was selected.
It's working now, there, Asher. So.
Yeah, there you go. All right, cool. How y'all doing? Someone said premature clapulation, which was not funny, but also funny. Sumo is tomorrow, I think. I think it starts tonight, so I'll be doing it tomorrow. Yep. Edomed questions are indeed at the end. We don't have a ton this week, so I'll try to get through it pretty quick, and then I'll open it up to questions, and then we'll be done. All right, so this is good news. If you undock in CTJ, you can see that above the Sutoyo, the Imperium Memorial has back up. This is for friends of ours who have passed away. So there is a thread. I'll link it here in a second. There you go. If you know a goon or someone in the Imperium who has sadly passed away, we put that name in the info, so you can put it in the thread, and we will add it to the info for the memorial Fortizar. It's a faction fort. If we're actually close to running out of space on the info tab, so we're not sure what to do after that, which is unfortunate. But that is it has a character limit. We're near it. If any of you are planning on dying, could it be someone with a relatively small name? That would be, like, ideal. All right. We have a Des Moines meetup. If you unfortunately live in Iowa, you can at least meet up with some goons and hang out. That is coming up pretty soon. I think it's in, like, less than a week. So if someone wants to link that, if you're in Iowa or for some reason you want to go to Iowa, there is a meetup. There you go. I was informing the new directors this week that I am essentially Ron Burgundy. I will read what is written in our notes channel. And I have a note here that says, your waifu is trash. I don't know what that means, but please be aware that you now know your waifu is trash. And then, sadly, this is sad to report that we have only one incursion to farm. I know some of you guys got used to living high and having three incursions at once. Unfortunately, there is only one right now. If you like to make a lot of money, you'll have to just farm the one incursion that we have right now. Sorry to bring this disappointing news to y'all. Clearly, the solution is we need to move somewhere where we have more space for more incursions. I would love if an incursion spawned right now. Guys, I was forced to watch that horse anime. I lost a bet. It was something. I would not recommend it, put it that way. Put it that way, I would not recommend it. Yeah, Hippo was there. Hippo can confirm. It was pretty rough. AHAC doctrine went. Oh, yeah, let's talk about doctrines, Heidi. Like, so yeah, that is the end of my notes. We'll talk about doctrine. So the big patch was announced. Like, we've been digesting it. There were not a ton of changes. Like, there were less changes than we expected. There were a lot more changes that were focused on sort of small groups. It's not terribly surprising. Like, most of, like, the devs, the CCB hires, are small gang guys. So you wouldn't be surprised that they would focus on stuff that they understand. For NullSec, probably the biggest change is it definitely feels like Maelstrom Online is coming. Maelstroms were really buffed. I don't know, like, I don't have CSM information, so I don't know when the CSM learned about this. It is really suspicious that Horde adopted the Maelstrom when it was a terrible haul, and now it's probably the best haul in Null. But I don't have information as to when the CSM learned about the change. Could be just a coincidence. I'm going to bring it up because it's funny and I don't know. Naglfar was was better. Yes, is better. We're not going to make any doctrine changes, you know, right now. We're going to watch the meta evolve a little bit. All of our doctrines are currently fine in the meta. I do think Maelstrom is going to end up being sort of the defining Nullsec ship of this patch. Prophecy Navy, we've looked at it. It definitely has some good characteristics, but I'm not sure it's going to take over anything in Nullsec. Megathron Navy, yeah, we also looked at it. I'm not sure it's worth the money. I know a lot of us like Baltex. Apox are not good. Apox navies are good, but they're not, probably once again, not worth the ISK. Once again, we're going to be watching for the next few weeks, so I'm happy to like answer your questions as to what we're like what we are thinking. But it's unlikely we'll be making. Well, we're making no changes this week. Maybe next week we'll have some stuff. We'll see. We're going to keep watching. There's really no reason for us to rush into any changes right now. Sweeple and Confessor changes look really strong. We're definitely, I've been fiddling with Sweeple Fits, in particular. That's something we're looking at. Confessors also is a maybe. Did armor changes make Lashax viable again? In fact, it's probably the opposite. If we're heading towards a Maelstrom meta, then Lashax get a lot worse, actually. Not better. Because Maelstroms essentially can kill any ship, which has not necessarily been the case. Like, you could tank something, but if you're in a Maelstrom meta, then the Lashax probably is not a good ship to run. We'll see. Like, once again, we're watching. But yes, as Cass said, a certain level of Alpha Strike cannot be tanked. There comes a point where you just die. It is kind of funny, like, for a long time, I was saying, you know, the Maelstrom would be a good hull if they just moved the low to a mid. Like, that's something I've been advocating for a long time, and they buffed it more than that. Like, they made a better change than that for it. Maelstrom is the new Hurricane. That's a good way of looking at it. Munins when? Just kidding, I missed them. Munins is actually not a bad hull now, to be honest, but they wouldn't be the Munins that you remember. They're a missile hull, but they are not a bad hull at all. Any chance of getting a prelim Alliance Maelstrom fit on the forums? Probably not, but I mean, it's just going to be pretty straightforward. It's not hard to fit. Do you want a cat booster or not, I guess is the question. Do you want to go full tank or have a cat booster? Return of the Mac? Probably not. I was talking to one fitting guy, and he was super high on the Mac. I'm not there personally, but there is at least one person on the fitting team who is on board with that sentiment. Personally, I think they're probably not that great right now. Abaddon? Unlikely. I don't think that hull is ready for prime time. So nightmares are interesting. Theoretically, Nova Soldier nightmares can tank the Maelstroms in the right circumstances, but the problem is that what nightmares want to be doing is they want to have another fleet in front of them, and it's for us, it's probably not a good idea for us to run nightmares. That's more something where it's like Sigma or Fnatic would do better with them, but I'm not convinced that right now the Maelstroms don't just get on top of you and volley you at close range. I don't know that doesn't happen anyway. So we're gonna see it, you know, how things happen over the next week or two at least. Yeah, Megathrons, Baltex, Amexi, you know, Megathrons were out because in a battleship meta, the Megathron doesn't thrive. So here's where the Megathron could come back. Well, let me get you guys here. If the meta goes Maelstroms, right, then you're going to have a meta that's countering Maelstroms. And the way you counter Maelstroms is with armor hacks, or like AB Tengus was the old counter. Like, there's a lot of counters, but it's going to be some sort of Sig tanking type thing is something that would be a counter to Maelstroms potentially. And at that point, then tracking becomes an issue, and then ball techs thrive. So you're talking about a counter to a counter at that point. You know, ball techs are really great at shooting a lot of ships. They just don't excel at shooting battleships. And they're not bad at it. They're just not great in the sense that their bonus is generally not needed on a battleship, and a rogue would do a better job. So that is how ball techs could come back, is that if armor hacks become very popular, you could see ball techs back to as a counter to something like that, where you're counter into counter. Mina is actually a decent armor doctrine, says Beer, and that is correct. APOC Navies. So yeah, Remy, APOC Navies is a good haul right now. The buffs helped it. Is it a good haul for a billion ISK? Probably not. Like, you have to think, you know, if you're running a billion ISK of ship, do you win the trade against, you know, 300 million ISK hulls? Means you have to kill 3-1. And is an APOC Navy going to do that? Unlikely. Now, there's always the argument, like, if you're holding the field and they're not, then you win the fight even if you lose the ISK war. But that is a finer distinction. TFI, says Tranquility Dawn. TFI might come back. Might. Once again, keep watching it. But I think the Maelstrom pushes it out, most likely. Once again, one of the fitting team guys is sort of high on the TFI. And like I said, we're going to keep watching and have some opinions and do some theory grafting and then get there in a matter of weeks, but probably not days. Any news on the Typhoon Doctrine? I mean, that was a test. I don't think that there is any long-term plans either way.
I'm just wondering. Yak does. I'm just wondering if we're going to see 1,000 Maelstroms against 1,000 Maelstroms. That would be pretty cool.
It's possible. I don't think that's going to happen necessarily, but it's definitely way more possible than it was a week ago.
Yeah, I just like this. There's just one hope. Like, that would be so cool to see those fight and then see who gets the target call better and win the fight.
Don't get high on your own TFI. That's pretty good. Dresnik asks about Yakdaws. Still a good haul. I think we probably just stick with flycatchers and then add something like the Sweeple or the Confessor.
I think we should do the Confessor because that is, comes the closest to an Argon Navy issue.
Thank you for your opinion, Apple. Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
I'll consider that when we're talking about it. Someone asked if the Nagapar is the worst dread still. Probably. That is actually, I haven't really looked at it comparatively, so I don't want to give an opinion that's not fully fleshed out, but it's certainly better than it was before, which is good. When's the Nagapar fitting update? I don't think we have an exact timeline for that. It's better, Dresnik. I'm not saying it's as bad as it was. They definitely improved it. It is the best vertical dread. Dude, how much cooler would Ragnaroks be if they were vertical? This is like an annoyance. Like, why are Rags not vertical?
Because they would look fucking weird warping.
I don't care. Atrium says, a certain someone's in the warp tornado got destroyed in the patch, right? Yeah, I mean, the tornadoes are still absolutely viable. You just have to run them the way we did before, which means they're catchable, right? And I haven't followed that too closely, but someone mentioned that the guy who runs them was totally leaking about that, and just which is funny to me because like tornadoes were like objectively strong without running just all eye stabs. You didn't have to pull a coward fit them. You just had to have a little skill. We'll see, you know, what the case is with that. News on the PH front. So last week they outformed us pretty hard in two time zones, in EU time zone and US time zone. In this week we have seen better forms from us. You know, I asked you guys and you guys have shown up. So they've stood down multiple times and you know, that is fighting for you. We have to keep up the good numbers. And like, we have a timer coming up as one of those that's going on, I believe, right now, pretty soon.
We just pinged the fleet.
Okay, I'm going to wrap it up, guys. Pretty late week. Thank you for showing up. I will see you next week. I don't plan to have any big announcements, but you never know. Thank you guys for showing up. I hope you have a lovely week. I'm going to go watch college football. Have a good night.